GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Privileged to welcome back to our program Chief Patrol Agent Jason Owens of the U.S. Border Patrol. His phone line always sounds so crisp and clear, George. Say good morning to him on line three and hear for yourself.
Well, hey, how are you this morning? Everything going good, I hope?
Good morning, guys. Great to be back. I was just listening to the weather before it came on, and it's a good time to be in Maine.
Yeah, we're approaching peak. I saw some drone footage yesterday of the mountains of Maine. It's incredible right now. So
let's see if we all say that in about 3 months, 4 months from now. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah, well, I'll send you a postcard.
Because it's not going to, oh, you rascal, you. Because it's not going to be as toasty warm as it was when you served in the southwest of the United States, sir. It'll be back to our snowy weather. We understand some statistics are due out soon, either today or tomorrow. What can you tell us, sir?
Yeah, so Acting Commissioner, Mark Morgan, just released the initial set of stats yesterday from the White House, and obviously a busy year for CBP in general, and particularly for the Border Patrol. We came in at about 977,000 apprehensions, just shy of a million apprehensions CBP-wide nationwide this last fiscal year. Border Patrol accounted for almost 860,000 of those apprehensions, and obviously up quite a bit from last year. Thankfully, though, you know, this month we've been seeing a gradual decrease, and this month is back down to around 40,000 or so for the southwest border, whereas, you know, back in May, if you recall, it was about 130,000 or so. So pretty exciting to see that the numbers are starting to come back down, but obviously a very, very busy year for CBP in general.
Yeah, you're in the news a lot, obviously, and there are reasons for that. How does it relate north and south? We hear about the southwest border, which I'm pretty familiar with, not as familiar as you. But
why, George? Did you illegally cross it or something?
No, but I've spent a lot of time. When you're saying Nuevo Laredo, I've been there.
Absolutely. Now, so obviously the difference here, it's a large number difference in terms of how many apprehensions we see. Maine accounted for a small fraction this year. It was 52 apprehensions of that grand total. So you can see there's not a lot of apprehensions immigration related that take place up here in Maine or that have taken place last year. But, you know, important to note, you know, that we had, of those 52 apprehensions that we had for the Holton sector, you know, we had people from 12 different countries. And during that time, during the border crisis on the southwest border, we had any given time 15 to 20% of our manpower that was detailed away from border operations up here and down to the southwest border. This year, that accounted for about 45,000 man hours that we didn't have doing border security work up here in the state of Maine because they were deployed down south to the southwest border.
I can't imagine there's a way to figure that had the manpower been stationed along our border here to the north and not be pulled to the south, if that would have prevented anyone from getting in that shouldn't have gotten in.
And that's always the great unknown. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And up here on the northern border in particular, there's so many areas of the border that we just don't have what we call situational awareness that gives us that ability to know what the threat is, what's coming at us, and to be able to resources. It could be that there's not a lot going on, or it could be that there's people taking advantage of it. But until you have that awareness, you just don't know for sure.
Most of us don't deal with the legalities of it. The Border Patrol has authority, correct me when I make a mistake, but it's 100 miles from the border, 100 miles from the coast. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's actually something that gets misconstrued a lot. So it's basically three different areas. If you look at the authority that Border Patrol as a federal agency has, it's nationwide. It's everywhere. But we have specific authorities within 100 miles of the border and within 25 miles of the border. And that 100 miles deals with our ability to board conveyances for the purposes of doing our job. And the 25 miles has to do with our ability to go on to private lands for the purposes of stopping illicit traffic from coming across the border. So that doesn't include going on to dwellings or going into dwellings, but actually going on to private lands as long as we are in the performance of our duties. So a lot of people misconstrue that 100 miles is the restriction to our authorities, but actually it's nationwide, and that 100 mile point is actually very specific to our ability to board conveyances.
There was a question should have asked just a moment ago, and if we heard you correctly, we're talking with Chief Patrol Agent Jason Owens, I'll say the Holton District. Am I correct in saying the Holton District, sir?
So the Border Patrol actually divides the country up into sectors. So it's the Holton sector.
The Holton sector, okay. You said 52, I'll call them apprehensions last year. How does that 52 compare to past years?
It's actually right on par with the previous year. We're, I think 54 was last year, and this year it was 52.
52, okay. Yeah.
And why were they apprehended? Can you give us a general picture of what they were up to?
Yeah, so we had, I think it was 14 that were actually in the process of making an illegal entry that were crossing the border. 10 of them were from transportation checks, doing the bus checks and doing the checkpoint operations. So this is people that were actively coming across the border illegally or that were found to have been in the United States illegally with no status, no asylum claim, nothing.
Mm. Okay.
Do we have any idea, sir, how often that a patrol agent might suspect someone or question someone that might be here unlawfully? I guess this is a tough one for me to word based on current events. Let me word it this way. How often do you think you're getting the person that you're after, but you're not able to go after them because of the restrictions placed upon you and your colleagues for the rules of apprehension? Am I making any sense on that one? I know what you're asking, George.
Well, you're
asking, nodding your head. You know
asking,
what I'm asking.
You're asking racial profiling.
Yeah, and I don't mind talking about that at all. That's actually, obviously, that's been on the news, and it's something that that has gotten some people upset. And I think there's three different things that we have to talk about to kind of clear up some misunderstanding. When it comes to racial profiling, when it comes to profiling based on anything, ethnicity, gender, that's a prohibited practice. That's something that law enforcement does not do in the performance of their duties. There is a difference between, they're not synonymous, race and a person's nationality. The only people that take into account nationality are the ones that enforce immigration law. And that is something that CBP is one of the few agencies that do. And so there's no way to enforce immigration law without taking into account somebody's nationality, different from race. And so that's what was taking place with the incident that you're probably talking about in Bangor. Mm-hmm. It was nationality, not race. And we have enforcement of immigration law instead of criminal law. So as a rule, my men and women are not out there looking at somebody's race, gender, ethnicity for enforcement of criminal law. Only when it comes to the enforcement of immigration law are they looking at somebody's nationality, because they have to be able to do the job. The other thing is, the third thing rather, is the level of suspicions that is required to be able to stop and talk to somebody. In this particular case, we're talking about a consensual encounter. So it's just walking up to somebody and saying, hey, George, how you doing? Hey, Rick, how you doing? And starting a conversation. There is no obligation for the conversation. The person is free to leave anytime that they want to. And just by talking to somebody, you develop that level of suspicion that leads you to believe that something's going on. That does not require any level of articulation or articulable facts to be able to have that conversation. Now, if you're doing a vehicle stop, then you have to have what's called reasonable suspicion. If you're going to detain somebody before they're able to leave, you have to have a higher level of suspicion. And that is generated based on articulable facts that the officer, based on his experience and training, can articulate in a court of law.
Very well explained. Thank you.
You're pretty
thank you for doing a much better job of answering my question than the way I framed it.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, we all read these stories. People get involved, and I try not to judge. You try to look at the facts, and it's nice to hear you explain it all. When you stop and think about it, we are pretty immune, relatively immune from this in Upper New England, are we not?
Yeah, if you compare it to Laredo or the Rio Grande Valley where I came from, it's just night and day. I mean, it's obviously the volume, the flow that the men and women down there see on a day-to-day basis. It's just, it's nothing compared to this. This is a wonderful place to live. We just want to make sure it stays that way.
Last time we talked, you told us of efforts to see if you could round up a few good men and women to join the Border Patrol. Wondering how that's going and if there are still openings and if someone is interested in serving their nation in this capacity, there's still an opportunity.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing effort. We need good people to come forth that want to serve their country and keep the people safe. And it's you can go to usajobs.gov, or you can go to cbp.gov and follow the links that take you to the application process to either be a Border Patrol agent or a CBP officer. The academies are going year-round. They're filling up fast. Thankfully, we actually are going to, this last year, and it looks like this year, we're going to see a net gain in the number of people that are added to the ranks to get back up there to where we should be. And so it's ongoing, and if somebody's interested, they can call the Holton sector or they can go online themselves, and we're happy to walk them through the process.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.